with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Father's Day weekend. I don't know about where you are, but we're in the mid to upper 80s. Summer is in full swing. And you know what? It's time to get out in your backyard, at the cottage, whether you're at home or wherever you are, and create a little grill envy. And Mama, if you're listening, you might want to grill for Daddy tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Saturday, if Sunday, hopefully you've already done it because it's Father's Day. But if not, if you turn all the grilling over to Dad, we've got some ideas here for last-minute gifts for the griller in your world. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What are we thinking, man?
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd like to cover some of those things and then take a couple minutes and hit Kevin at the end to get the details of his event for all those folks up north in particular, because 98.5 UPS is a big, big voice of northern Michigan, and we have a lot of listeners on that stick and the Twister as well, and we want to make sure that anybody within that listening area knows to come to Reed City for his event. But one thing I think is a great thing for Father's Day that's still made in America, is a Weber kettle. Everybody contacts us and wants to know all the best smoker advice. Should I get this? Should I get that? You can actually do everything you need to do on a Weber kettle. And I think it was invented in like 1952, but the Stevens Company in Chicago made buoys for Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, steel balls that floated in the lake. And they're like two parts. They'd spot weld them or clamp them together or whatever. So somebody there, Mr. Stevens, I think, took the thing and
Cat. I think his name was Cat.
Nope, that's a different one.
Oh.
But he put some holes in the bottom, put a grate on top, and put coals in it, and it burnt great. So he took the top of it, put it back on, and it had a lid. The Weber kettle, it's fantastic. You can smoke. You could do competition barbecue on a kettle.
Seen it. I've seen it done. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No question. You know, there's a lot of trinkets, gadgets, and stuff. Some of that works.
Yeah.
Some of it doesn't work.
Beware.
Worth a hoot. Yeah, so beware. If you look at something that's tinny, a little bit flimsy, not the one you want. Get something a little sturdy, because anytime you take something and it's metal and you heat it up and cool it down and heat it up and cool it down on your grill, it's going to mess with the integrity of cheap steel.
What do you think of those grill mats?
You know, you can see them around, and now you're going to it's not Teflon. What's
one
the
thing
word?
Does everything, silicone.
Silicone, thank you. And what it is it's a thin mat that goes on your grill that separates the heat from your meat.
Looks okay. Like those plastic cutting boards.
Right, it does. And I've used them.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I have. And it basically what it does is it keeps stuff from falling through your grates.
Right.
And then when you're done, you can take it off there, wipe it with a piece of paper towel, and everything's clean. Okay? But I still like to have the flames kiss my food to get a little char. You can get some char with these little silicone mats, but they're not my favorite. There's just something about me cooking on a man-made
plastic
yeah. for my food that just, I don't know, it's not me. I can cut my vegetables bigger and not have them fall through my grates.
I would wonder if there's any kind of health issue there that we'll find out 30 years from now.
Right, yeah. Like when the company's
Monsanto
long gone.
Wants to yeah. tell you 30 years down the road.
Yeah.
Whoever makes it.
You know, Bob's and kebabs go together on Father's Day, right? And where I'm going with that is that a lot of times on the weekends when we're out working and we're out playing, you'll get people that stop by and they just happen to come by about dinner time, right? And one of the things that when I grew up on Gun Lake, which is a lake south of Grand Rapids here, my mom would always do, and my dad would go to the store and get all the stuff. But again, we talked about moms doing all the cooking back then, but is kebabs. And you could make those things up a day or two ahead of time and you're not going to hurt them at all by putting them on the skewers and then putting them in the refrigerator and keeping them, just pulling them out to grill them. And the thing that was cool about that is mom would make 30 kebabs knowing that our family only needed half of them. And if somebody came over, she immediately had food to feed people. And if they didn't come over, you just pop them in the freezer and use them the next time, right? So I think that that's a great thing. And one of the gadgets are kebab skewers. I prefer the metal ones over the wood ones. The wood ones catch on fire. The metal ones are cleanable, then they're durable. You can reuse them over and over again. They've got some of them that are a kind of a stainless wire that you can coil up if you want
for
to.
For the egg?
Yeah, but to me, I'm still the...
I bought you one of those, didn't I?
Think I'm the white. I think I'm the steel stick kebab guy.
You know what I did? I did a live feed on it a couple nights ago. I made some chicken kebabs like that because my wife told me the last time I did it was the best chicken she ever had. So I thought, okay, I'm going to score brownie points and do it again.
Right.
And it was really simple. I literally took some soy sauce, ginger, oil, garlic, salt and pepper, threw the chicken chunks in there for like half an hour. Mm-hmm. I threw them on metal skewers with pineapple, onion, and I grilled them off. But you can see that on my Facebook page if you're a friend. But let's hit Mr. Murphy real quick before we get out of here. Now, I'm going to come up there and do some barbecue for you. And we haven't really worked out those details that well, but you think we're going to start serving food about what time?
I'm thinking 2 o'clock.
Okay. And it's going to be beef brisket and pulled pork. I'm going to bring my big deep fryer up there, and we're going to do crazy fries as well.
Sounds awesome.
And so we can have some great beer and some brisket sandwiches, pulled pork, whatever you like. And you've got a full menu inside.
Yes. Yes, we do. That day, our menu may be more limited.
Probably.
But we will definitely have some appetizers and stuff like that going. So,
cool. So that's Reed City Brewing Company. Give us a date.
June 30th.
How many bands do you have showing up?
We have a total of 3 bands playing that day.
When does the music start?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So okay. The dude managed to get the whole street closed.
Oh, yeah.
I think the town loves you.
Yeah, yeah, they're letting us shut it down. We're going to have a big tent out there to keep everyone out of the sun. We have corn bag games going on.
And nice.
Should be a lot of fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna Reed be a good time. City, Michigan, June the 30th.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And all right. Very good. That's cool.
And Jop will be there as well.
I'll be there as a participant, not as a sweaty grill bitch for you, okay?
Oh, that's going to be a switch.
Yeah.
You'll be that jerk ordering three times.
Yeah.
Are my fries ready?
Hey, fella, these fries aren't done. Can you redunk those for me?
Yeah. I'll be standing in front of a bunch of hot grease, so be careful.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so another thing I found online that was very cool was this marinade device that had like 30 needles. I saw it on Facebook. It was a little marinating tool that held your marinade in this. Do you have a chainsaw? Do you have a thing that oils the end of it? You know, a grease gun for the
right,
end.
Yeah,
it's a plastic pump thing. And this was a marinade like that. You put your marinade up in the big plastic and you push down on it and it hits 30 needles, hit your meat and inject it. I want one of those.
Oh, really?
I think it's going to work.
Well, I think we should give them a call and have them send us one, and we'll field test that bad boy.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll be your project.
All right. I'm on it. I'm on it. Yeah. So anyway, one last Father's Day thing. Everybody loves bacon, right? But bacon on the grill kind of sucks because you get too much rendering, you get flare-ups, and it gets a little bitter if it turns black and gets overcooked. You've got a little rack that makes your bacon vertical rather than horizontal. You set it on the grill and you drape your bacon over it, and it's metal, so it gets hot and it continues to cook it, but it's not on the grates, and your renderings drip into a little bit of a pan that collects it. Great way. I love cooking bacon on the grill, but I don't like it if I burn it, and oftentimes I do if I don't use this device.
You know, I love everything grilled, but for some reason I don't really like the taste of grilled bacon now. But I'm using an infrared grill,
right?
And it almost like I don't know. It smokes it up too much for me or something. Yeah. It's weird.
Coming up next, we've got one of the best men we know, Big Paulie. We're going to talk a little bit of Father's Day tradition with him. Stick with us. We'll be back.
got me up.